Pollution scientists and environmentalists have long promoted the value of trees, but they're rethinking just how valuable Australia's forests really are when it comes to helping fight greenhouse gases. For the first time, a research team says it's been able to measure accurately how much carbon Australia's untouched forests can absorb, and they've found that they can store three times more carbon than scientists previously thought. Environment reporter Sarah Clark has the story.
It's taken 10 years and endless field trips, visiting 240 sites scattered across Australia's vast remaining natural forests. But a group of scientists from the Australian National University has for the first time come up with an accurate figure of the role these gigantic trees can play in the climate change solution. Brendan Mackey is a professor of environmental science and is part of the research team.
We looked at half of Australia's remaining forests, and our estimate is that they can store around 33 billion tonnes of carbon dioxide. These are very big numbers, I know.
Very big numbers, particularly if you compare them to what scientists had previously thought. At last count, they estimated temperate forests could store around 200 tonnes of carbon per hectare. This study reveals they can store on average three times more than that.
If all of those forests were to be cleared and all of the carbon in the biomass in the soil were to be released into the atmosphere, that would be the equivalent of about 80% of Australia's annual greenhouse gas emissions every year for 100 years. So we really have to protect our natural forests.
The largest stocks of carbon were found in the mountain ash forests of the central highlands of Victoria and Tasmania. The eucalypt trees in these undisturbed areas are up to 80 metres tall, with trunks around 4.5 metres in diameter.
Got a big brown barrel here, Eucalyptus fastigata.
These gigantic trees tower above a dense layer of rainforest. Heather Keith is part of the team from the Australian National University.
It's the big old trees that have a very high amount of carbon, and also coarse woody debris, so the dead standing trees and dead logs on the ground that are there in natural undisturbed forests.
Almost half of Australia's forests have been cleared in the last two centuries. In three quarters of these, carbon stocks have been degraded by human activities such as logging. These scientists say it's crucial what's left remains intact. If trees and forests are to help soak up the excess carbon dioxide in the atmosphere and do their bit for global warming, Virginia Young from the Wilderness Society agrees.
It's the forests that enable us to act early and to make those deep cuts, and that applies whether it's in Australia or globally.
Virginia Young from the Wilderness Society, the story from environment reporter Sarah Clark.